I was just sitting here thinking, what is a feeling when you feel like multiple emotions at one time? All at one time. Like you feel happy, sad, mad, glad. Like you just feel everything. One moment. And it dawned on me. Yo, that's God. I don't know if I've ever felt that, but I feel like when you can like take all these energies, emotions, and kind of bring them into one and create this new emotion, that's God. And I don't know how to explain it, like it's a feeling. And I don't know, it's indescribable, unexplainable, just like God. But I feel like that's the feeling of God. Over the top, limitless. It's feeling so many different things at one time. And I just think that's so cool. I'm learning to really feel and flow. And when you're flowing with the Spirit, you're going to feel a lot. And it feels like so many different emotions in one. But it's always like a good thing. It's like crying when you're happy. You know, you're feeling so much. It's overwhelming, but in a good way. It's like love. It's a transcending energy. And love is a transcending energy. I really love love. I mean, I'm a real lover. Like, in real life. I do this love thing. I love this love thing. I've always been a lover. And my lifetime, I've pulled back my love. Only because the world can be a little cold sometimes. And, you know, you learn and you grow. And you learn who to distribute that love to. But as I get older, I'm starting to realize that everybody needs it. And so it's just better to be like we were as children. And freely give love without judgment, remorse, or regret. And know that your love is never in vain. Because that's you just spreading the God within you. And we all need that in this world right now. That's my favorite emotion. Or I guess feeling to feel is love. I can't really call it an emotion. But I love love. And I love God. Because God showed me what love was, is, and how to truly accept it and feel it and flow with it and flow through it and allow it to flow through me. It's hard, you know, to train your mind to accept and perceive love, because it's a shift in the mind. When you see love, it's always been there. It's always been there. It's always is there. It's abundant. God's love is abundance. And it comes in abundance. But his love is abundant. I just think that's beautiful though. But I was just thinking about emotions and feelings and how often I feel good and bad. But there's these times where I feel all of these unique emotions and feelings. And it's indescribable, but it's beautiful. And I really appreciate it, because it makes life, the experience, the feeling, the emotion, the spirit. I don't know how to explain it. It's like the Holy Spirit. You ever caught the Holy Ghost? Now that's a feeling. And when you catch the Holy Ghost, all the pain in your body is gone. It's non-existent. You're one with the Father, one with the Son, and one with the Holy Ghost. And that's just that on that. That's a feeling. I feel like that may be the closest feeling for me to explain, like that God feeling. It's different when you catch the Holy Spirit. But yeah, I come from a shouting background. That's a different expression of feelings and love and unity. Oh my gosh. One of my favorite things about church was when we would come together and pray and war together and cry together and shout together. It was this just beautiful display of love and God, to see God operating in everyone around you incredible experience. You know, everybody is free to do whatever they want on this planet, you know? But I feel like everybody should experience a true spiritual experience with God through, you know, church. You know, everybody needs to find them a Pentecostal church and just really go in and experience the Spirit of the Lord and the power of God. It's life-changing. It really is. It really is. And I've been blessed to experience that pretty much my entire lifetime. And I love that because it gives me this strength, energy to keep going, because God is my source. And anything that brings me closer or helps me to feel Him, I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of, you know? I love feeling God. And those times where all those unique emotions emerge, they are an opportunity to realize that, wow, God is infinite and beautiful and so different, very unique. And there's so many aspects to God. You know, God is not a she or a he or it. God is everything and all things. One love, one God. It's beautiful to be able to experience that energy and that glory as only a portion. You know, I can only experience it through a portion, what He allows me to experience and feel. But I'm thankful for it. Every day that I'm able to feel something, oh, I'm so thankful for it. I used to take my feelings for granted. And then I realized it makes me feel alive. That's how I know I'm alive. Because I'm feeling everything. The good, the bad. And I'm able to flow through it because of God. I love God, man. I love God. And I'm so glad to know God. It's been a long journey. I tell you that. It's been a long journey. But realizing God was there every step of the way. And just, it's a feeling. It's a feeling. 777. 777. Just seven. Completion. Perfection. In the moment they're in. The present. This present moment that we are all in. All is as it should be. As God has created it and designed it to be. Perfect and in harmony. This is us. We're here. In love. Living. Experiencing. God is living through all of us. Oh, man. This is incredible. Like, I just feel the Spirit. And the feelings, man. Don't even know how to describe it. It's just beautiful. Oh, yeah, I almost want to cry. I ain't going to cry on the podcast. We ain't going to do that. But, I'm just... This is a blessing. It's really is a blessing. Don't take your feelings for granted. You know, I understand that it's a means to bring you closer to God. Everything that you feel, it's necessary. It's so necessary. It's necessary. You're growing. You're getting stronger. You're learning to love yourself and others. Keep going forward. Keep striving in the Lord. Keep finding the Lord in everything and every way. One day you're going to wake up and everyone around you is going to reflect to you God. And that's beauty. You're going to see your beauty reflected back to you. God's beauty. It's all from God. It's a blessing. But I just want to come on here and express that because I was just in some deep thought about emotions and feelings. They're so complex. And they range. They range. From good to bad, you know? Some emotions are so heavy. Some feelings are so heavy. Some are so light. Some make you smile. Some make you giggle, you know? Others make you want to sock a wall. Life is so up and down, you know? It's forever changing and moving. Everything's in motion at all times. But all we have to do is learn to flow with it. Learn to like let go, let God. Trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God. Scripture. I don't know what scripture, but I know it. It says, be still and know that I am God. That's all God wants all of us to do is just be still and have peace in Him. Peace in God. Peace and love. Peace in the present. Because that's where peace is. That's where everything is, in the present. Don't focus on the future. Don't focus on the past. Focus on right now. Breathe and realize that everything is good. Everything is going to be okay. God has you. He will always have you. He has all of us. And He really does love all of us. We are all aspects of God. Here to showcase and bring something beautiful. You know? Don't judge yourself. Don't judge others. And if you do, it's okay. It's okay. It's always an opportunity to learn to love. Love more. If you judge yourself, love yourself too. We gotta really love, guys. Like, for real, for real. It's time that we really love. Like, everybody. Person down the street, neighbors, everybody. Hard task, but I believe that we can do it. Let's make God smile. Collectively. Come on. We all gotta feel this energy, but anyways, I'm probably just ranting at this point. And I'm super tired, guys. It's like midnight. I'm just out here vibing with the Lord, but to God be all the glory. Praise the Most High. Thank you guys for listening. God bless you. I love you. God loves you.